You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has announced that they would be looking to potentially make amendments to the existing gambling legislation that exists in the country in an effort to curb the gambling concerns that have been raised over the last couple of months around the state of online gambling and some of the interventions that might be required around that. We're going to be taking a look at these proposed amendments in some detail with the Acting Chief Executive Officer of the National Gambling Board, Lungile Dukwane, joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Lungile, lovely having you on our show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start with an overview of what some of these proposed amendments include. I imagine as the regulatory body responsible for enforcing the legislative changes, you would have some idea of what the DTIC has proposed here.
Well, thank you, Jimmy, and thanks for having us. One of the issues that we have been looking at, I think, from the National Gambling Board perspective, had been some of the deficiencies that are in the National Gambling Act of 2004, in the sense that number one, it does not allow online gambling. I think that's the first aspect. We call it interactive gambling. And broadly, there has been some deficiencies in relation to how we work together with the provinces as a concurrent function and some of the areas to enhance enforcement in relation to gambling broadly, including advertising. So we, of course, know that the DTIC, as our mother department, are actually dealing with the legislative elements. One of those is the issue of the national gambling policy that they're actually developing, and they're working together with ourselves as NGP, but also they're working with the other provincial licensing authorities in order to make sure that whatever we come up with in the industry, it's actually something that is workable. It's something that is going to give us the results that give us and society where there's no overstimulation, but also where we can be able to reap the economic benefits and manage the socioeconomic issues that may arise out of that. So there's been work that has been going on, and we've been engaging with some of the work, I think, at the various committees that we actually have internally and with the various responsible committees externally.
Speaking of responsibilities, Lungile, you and I caught up towards the tail end of last year trying to take a look at this gambling crisis and seeing whose responsibility it was. When we spoke about this, we briefly touched on the gambling advertising aspects of it, and I see that that has become quite the focal point of some of the amendments that are being proposed here. If we draw back to that conversation and perhaps look at what's happening here now with the advertising amendments, how do we look to potentially approach the advertising aspects of gambling in South Africa? Understanding, of course, that these are just potential options at the moment and nothing has been set in stone.
Well, in essence, Jim, I think that we were mandated, I think, by the NGPC to go and work on what we referred to as the norms and standards on gambling advertising. Of course, out of the concern that the proliferation of gambling is actually increasing the prevalence of gambling in the country and the negative effects of that gambling. So indeed, we went as the NGP to work on those norms and standards, which we have subsequently developed on ourselves, and that is supposed to be passed through the NGPC and for the finalization by the minister in order to make sure that those amendments take place. Part of what we are dealing with are the aspects, for example, to say at what spaces there should be gambling advertisement, what kind of the requirements, for example, for responsible gambling messaging that goes with that, and what percentage of that should be responsible gambling messaging, and the spaces and where should you advertise in terms of the licensing and the conditions that should go with that. It also goes to the issues of looking at when the advertising may actually take place. Of course, that is going to be the subject of the NGPC and the finalization by the minister in terms of those aspects.
Lungile, another aspect of the current National Gambling Amendment Bill that sits before Parliament for approval includes potentially repositioning the NGB as a more official regulator of the gambling landscape. Can we take a look at that and take a look at what that would empower the NGB to do where it relates to enforcing some of the suggestions and proposals that have been put forward here?
The National Gambling Amendment, a bill that is in front of Parliament, one of the proposals that actually there is that the NGP should be empowered in terms of the enforcement powers, where its own inspectors can be able to go directly to the provinces in order to monitor any aspect that is viewed as non-compliance without necessarily having to go through the province. That would actually enhance the working relationship between those two and make sure that the challenges that emerge as a result of non-compliance are actually dealt with. But also it's opening up around the aspects of establishing what we call the NSEMs to be expanded to all of the other modes in terms of monitoring, a central monitoring system, because as you would know that we're only monitoring one mode now, which is the LPMs. The intention of that is to make sure that we expand it to all of the other three remaining modes that we actually have in the country. So that would assess, but also there's an expensive element that we call the unlawful winnings, which is section 16 of the Act, where, for example, if you have gambled illegally, the NGP confiscates that money and they have to go to High Court in order to get that authority to or court order to confiscate that money. The Act actually does away with that element because it's quite an expensive one for NGP. So when we confiscate that money, we don't need to go to the High Court anymore. It's something that can be dealt with at the level of the NGP and that money forfeited to the state.
Lungile, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the social and financial impact that the current gambling crisis is having on our economy. We know that research suggests that there is a direct correlation between financial distress and gambling activity. And given the level of increased gambling activity we've seen in the country, I want to explore what we're aiming to achieve here from a regulatory standpoint by addressing some of these issues and concerns.
Well, obviously, one of the key contributors we think to gambling is the first element we've already discussed, which is the issue of the proliferation of gambling advertising. I think that's the first one. The second one is an element that relates to elements of unemployment and some believing that they can do gambling as part of their income generation, which we have believed that for some time. We must spend a lot of time educating those would-be gamblers in order to make sure that they do it as part of entertainment. So part of what is coming up now is to make sure that there's proper regulation, there's alignment between the regulation and what is actually being done at the level of the operators and the provincial licensing authority. That is the direction that is being taken to make sure that we manage that. Of course, Jimmy, this issue of gambling now has gone beyond just being the responsibility of just the NGP or the DTIC. It goes beyond. It's a societal problem now. And it needs all of us to mobilize all sectors of society to make sure that we deal with this challenge that we have, because SARGF alone, in terms of the counseling that they do, it would not be enough for them only. So it needs society to make sure that they have the necessary controls to work together in dealing with those ones, and the agencies of government to work together to build solid measures that are going to make sure that we prevent the unlicensed gambling and the measures that are going to make sure that we are able to confiscate whatever the offshore gamblers are taking from our own country and from our own economy and deal with some of those things. That's why we've gone out on the expression of interest as the NGP to deal with that issue, to make sure that we are able to block all of the foreign offshore operators that may be operating in our space.
Illegal operators and a problem that stretches beyond just the pockets of South Africans. This is something we need to deal with and handle with the utmost importance. We will leave the conversation on that note for now. Lungile Dukwana, Acting Chief Executive Officer at the National Gambling Board, joining us to take a look at the latest proposals being put forward on how to better regulate and govern South Africa's gambling space.